Hello, everybody. How the hell are you? I'm Robin. This is my amateur weekly podcast. I got no advertisements. I got no sponsors. I got no shame. It's called Me Reading Stuff. I like to remind you that I love you. This is Thanksgiving, or as my friend Julie now calls it, I think she called it Gratitude Day, which is way better, let's face it. So we'll call you that, Thanksgiving. And for those of you outside of the United States, happy just another Thursday. Just another Thursday not being in the United States, because you're lucky day. You get to be less embarrassed of yourselves. But you guys here in the States are all busy, sweaty, gross, making stuff in hot kitchens, having secret beef with family members, not being open about that, not talking about that, pretending like you're fine, crying in the bathroom, not getting green bean casserole because your family that you married into doesn't think it's fancy enough, laughing with a weird cousin, looking at magazines you would never have looked at before. I love other people's magazines. Don't you love seeing other families' magazines? Like, I don't know. Some people don't have any magazines, I guess, but I'm big into magazines. Avoiding that uncle who reminds you of the BTK killer. There is one person, it's not my uncle, but there is one person in my family who reminds me of the BTK killer. And it's frightening, but also so much fun. Anyway, and now you're with me, all of you, taking a break. As I told you last week, I wanted you to go hide somewhere today on Thanksgiving or Gratitude Day. I wanted it to be somewhere weird, preferably on your knees, like behind a bush. Just be a total maniac about it. Or if you have a forest behind your house, get in there, put on your puffy coat and hat, and stand amongst the trees and listen to me. This is our one-on-one. This is our private time. I like you. You like me. Let's go down the honey tree. Isn't that almost a Boogie Nights quote? There's something about a honey tree. Reed Rothschild says something about a honey hole or a honey tree. I don't know which. Anyway, so here we are. I'm finally home for good, everybody. This feels good to say. Starting yesterday, I've been out of town for the better part of, I don't know how long it's been, two and a half months. And I've been on the first month of this book tour, and it's been incredible. And thank you. Thank you to everybody for coming out, for buying books, for being sweet. You've made me very, very happy. This has been a dream come true. And I really have. I've loved every minute of it, to be honest with you. There are a few weird moments that were depressing to me. But, you know, that's bound to happen in 2.5 months of being out there and about. Maybe it hasn't been two. I don't know when I started. Yeah, it has been that long. But, you know, who cares about those small moments? Overall, it was great, but I'm just beyond exhausted. So it's time to be home, time to be me, be solitary, work a lot, that version of me. So that did start yesterday, and I will do that from here until, I think I don't leave until the second week of January, and that's when I head to the Northeast for some stuff. So New York, I start with you. I'll keep you updated on that. I need to learn how to update my new website. Check out my website, robinoneil.com. Hit me up on Instagram or Twitter, robyn_oneil. I got something really good to read to you. But before I do, I think I need to follow through on a promise. I don't know if I mentioned it on here or just online somewhere about how I got into a fight with Christian Bale once. And a lot of people wrote me wanting to hear more about that. So I'm going to tell that story, and then we're going to read, and then I'm going to set you free. I'm going to let you go back inside the house to your families, and hopefully you'll get a little recharge from this. You know, I'll end this with some sort of love poem to all of you, and then you'll go back. You'll eat some more food, maybe take a nap, maybe confront that person that you've been needing to confront for a while. It's okay to do that. You just got to make that call. Sometimes you got to keep it quiet. Sometimes you need to just move on and not get into things. Other times you got to speak up. I'm not going to make that call for you. Now, if you were to tell me that situation, I'd have an answer for you, though. Remember I told you guys I used to want this business. I wanted to create a business for myself called, I don't know what it was going to be called, but I would make your decisions for you, because I love making decisions and I'm good at it. And I make them quick and fast and hard, and I don't look back. I move on. So decision-making central over here is ready to make those decisions for you. All right, Christian Bale, here we go. This was before I lived in Los Angeles, but I had a solo show. See, before I lived here, people actually gave a shit about me in Los Angeles. So I had shows here before I moved here. Then I moved here, and everybody was like, fuck you, Robin, we don't give a shit about your artwork. You're too depressing for us. You're not fun enough for us. You don't have enough neon colors for us. So before that, though, I guess I was considered all right. So I had this solo show at a good gallery, and I chose the second showing, the second gallery, because it was set up kind of like a chapel. And I had this show that I was very excited about, very proud of. And there was someone who is the daughter of a very famous director who was in the front room. So because of that, there were a lot of celebrities in the house that night, which was exciting for me, being that I lived in Houston at the time. And suddenly I'm in Los Angeles and there's celebrities at my opening. Not because of me, but still they were there. So I'm standing around, I'm doing my thing, and Christian Bale is in there with his wife, and I think he had like two other friends with him. Looked like two couples, like couple night or something, date night. And there was nobody else in that room at the time, and it was kind of weird, and they were really getting into my work, and I wasn't going to say anything. And then I just casually, they were kind of near me and they were saying something about my work. And I go, hey, you guys, just in case you want to know anything, I'm the artist. Let me know if you have any questions. And when I did that, I guess I'm sort of expressive. So I was moving my hand and Christian Bale apparently thought that I was reaching for his hand to shake his hand. And I wasn't. And he goes, don't touch me. I'm sick. And I just went, excuse me. And I don't exactly know what I said, because when I get like all fired up, I don't really remember what happened. But basically I said, I wasn't going to touch you. And then he said something back to me and I said, well, then you can leave because this is my show. So get out of here. And I may have said, get the fuck out of here. I don't know what I said, and nobody's there. Well, there were people there, some of whom listen, who could probably back this up. But I was really serious. I was like, then you don't need to be here. Leave if you're going to act like that to me. I'm the artist. You can leave. And he got all mad and his wife had to like pull him away. So there's my story. I don't know if it's that good of a story since I don't remember my exact language, but don't fuck with me, basically. And he did leave, by the way, straight to the door, out the door because of me. I didn't need to be reprimanded for doing something I wasn't even doing by Christian Bale, who is shorter than me, by the way. And I'm not even that tall. I'm like 5'6". So not that that's a problem. I'm just saying I wasn't intimidated by him. And this was before there was info out there, before that tape was released about him being a total dick. So it was kind of cool knowing that Christian Bale was an asshole before everybody else. Well, before most people knew. I'm sure his whole life people have known he's an asshole. All right. I'm going to be reading you, I've read from this book before. It's Tomas Tranströmer, The Great Enigma, New Collected Poems, translated by Robin Fulton. This is a New Directions book. I love New Directions. Seriously, just buy New Directions. They're so good. New Directions and Wave books are currently my favorites right now. This was originally published in a lot of this, I guess, 87. Anyway, I'm going to put a link in the podcast description so you can buy it. And I feel like I've read this to you before, but I don't care. I can do it again if I want to. This is called Below Zero. We are at a party that doesn't love us. At last, the party lets its mask drop and shows itself for what it really is, a marshalling yard. Cold colossi stand on rails in the mist, chalk scribbled on the wagon doors. It shouldn't be said, but there is much suppressed violence here. That's why the components are so heavy, and why it's so hard to see something else, too. A little reflection from a mirror, flitting on the house walls, and gliding through the unknowing forest of glimmering faces. A biblical text that was never written. Come unto me, for I am full of contradictions, like you. Tomorrow I am working in another town. I swish toward it through the morning hour, which is like a big dark blue cylinder. Orion hangs above the ground frost. Children are standing in a silent cluster waiting for the school bus. Children no one prays for. The light is growing as slowly as our hair. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Talk to you next week. I do feel like I should just end it there, but I can't do that to you. That was good. You know it. I know it. Thank you very much, Tranströmer. Nobel Prize winner, 2011. What else? What else? How to say goodbye? You've noticed I've been creeping up past the 10-minute mark. I've got a lot to say, and I feel like that's going to be the way it is throughout all of December. So either deal with it or don't. You know I understand either way. Everybody's got so much to do. Podcasts are funny that way. Because even me, I can get really into a podcast. I'll get into it for a certain amount of time, let's say 2 months, and then I'm done with it. So I totally understand. I never expect anyone to listen regularly. I never expect anyone to, you know, stick on board for long. But hopefully you'll come back to me occasionally. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to others. Stay quiet way more than you currently do. Reach out to people you think are great. Tell them that. Don't keep that stuff to yourselves. Why do people keep that to themselves? I can't imagine not feeling something towards somebody in a positive way and not telling them. It does nobody any good. I've currently gotten some ginger into my diet. I recommend that. That seems important. I forgot to tell you I have a cold, so I'm sorry if you're suffering from a cold as well. I do not feel well at all, but I'm not complaining. My heart's still working. I haven't died yet, so fuck it. I got a cold. Big deal. I am still eating my 4 o'clock apple every single day since I was a kid. 4 o'clock, apple. Take some time for yourself. This is going to be a busy holiday season for everybody. You're going to get sick. By Kleenex, not puffs. Don't beat yourself up if you can't do it all. Take walks by yourself. Leave everything behind and take a little walk by yourself. Do all that and you should be good to go. Oh, lastly, RIP to David Cassidy, who I loved dearly, for real. For real, for real, for real. In about eighth grade, I was so obsessed with reruns of The Partridge Family that I bought all the music I could of theirs on cassette tape. And I would listen to David sing on my little cassette Walkman, which was yellow. And I would cry my head off, not joking. I would just bawl because I didn't live in his time period in the 70s. I just knew we were meant to be together. I also think I have the female equivalent singing voice of David Cassidy. I know that. I still sing all those songs. I know all the lyrics, and I sound exactly like him, just a female version. I wish I had the balls to prove that to you right now, but I don't. Oh, sorry I said balls. I know that's not appropriate. It's just still in me. I don't know. I'm sorry I don't have the gumption, the strength. Whatever. I know balls are weak. I understand that. Ovaries are stronger. I get it. I just need to get this out of my system. I've been saying balls my whole life. Just there. Maybe this is the last time. Now I've done it to you all, and I knew somebody would comment, and I want to apologize ahead of time. And now I'm so obsessed with it that it's done. It's out of my system. No more balls. I'm not going to switch it to ovaries, though. I'll just say something else. All right, you guys. Now I'm getting upset. I don't know if I'm upset at me or you or the world or what it is. I'm just upset. Oh, my God. All right. Again, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.